Are you ready, Flyer fans? It's the Anthony Grant Show, presented by Bud Light. Tonight's show is brought to you by
Frickers. For over 30 years has been the home of fun, food, sports, and spirits. Bud Light, where there's fun, there's a Bud Light there. Premier Health, proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/UD.
And by Logan AC and Heat Services, the official heating and cooling partner of the UD Flyers, helping fans stay comfortable all season long.
The Anthony Grant Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Now, here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
And welcome here to Frickers on Woodman Drive, your home of fun, food, sports, and spirits. Also your home of the Anthony Grant Show here on Monday nights as we talk Dayton basketball. The Flyers now 7-4 on this young season with a pair of games last week. It was a loss on the road at SMU on Wednesday, 77-69. Then the Flyers came back yesterday afternoon before another sellout crowd at the UD Arena and jumped out on Virginia Tech, made plays down the stretch, got the win 62-57. So the Flyers now 2-0 against the ACC this season with wins over Miami and now over Virginia Tech. Word coming out earlier today that Deron Holmes II, Deuce, has been named the Atlantic 10 Rookie of the Week for his performance in those two games. So that now makes 3 weeks in a row that a Dayton Flyer has won the A-10 Rookie of the Week award. Back-to-back wins by Malachi Smith, and now here most recently by Deron Holmes as he averaged 11 points and 7 rebounds on the week, shooting 67% from the field in doing so. I'm sitting with a guy who had that kind of field goal percentage when he played. And Coach Grant's going to be joining us here on the phone here shortly. But with us here at Frickers, one of Coach Grant's former teammates and a former Flyer and who's still very much involved in the basketball here in the area is the head coach of the Beaver Creek Boys, Steve Pittman, with us here at Frickers. And Pitt, too long since we've had a chance to talk. It's been good seeing you tonight and catching up.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Let's before we get a chance to talk to Coach Grant here coming up, you were, as you told me, you were part of Coach Donaher's last senior class. You were Coach Donaher's last senior class.
Yes, I'm actually the last senior to play for Coach Donaher.
And that bond exists to this day.
Yeah, you know, for a lot of us, he's become more than a father figure. He's a mentor. We bounce a lot of ideas off of him. He still tells us when we're right, when we're wrong. And trust me, you don't want him to tell you when you're wrong.
But so let's go all the way back, you know, your high school days at Beaver Creek. So you're back at your alma mater, and you're going through the recruiting process. What was it that drew you to the University of Dayton?
One, I felt like I could play in a big-time atmosphere, but my mom would be able to see all the games. You know, being in Beaver Creek, right down 35, it's just, for us, it's like a 10-minute drive. So I was far enough away that I didn't go home a lot, but I was close enough that she could see the games, and if I ever needed anything, she could take care of it.
And you guys had some up and down years during your 4 years. What would be some of the highlights of your playing days that you can recall?
Well, let me go before our playing days. Watching UD make a run in 84. Growing up a Georgetown fan and a Virginia fan, I was like, oh, my goodness. And then that's around the time I really fell in love with Dayton Flyer basketball. Just watching that run and the togetherness and and as I look at it right now, how tough they were, and to get to a game away from the Final Four, and then come back the following year. And I don't know if a lot of people remember, they lost to Villanova at home by 2, and then Villanova went on to be the eventual national champion. And so you see those games, and then the games against Notre Dame, DePaul, Marquette, you know, you can't beat those games.
And the teammates, the camaraderie, you guys still stay in touch together?
Yeah, most of us do. There's a group email. Whenever there's an event, Roy Darlinghouse, he always gets in contact with everybody, and we always get an opportunity to respond and let them know what we're doing and how everybody else is doing. And so, yeah, we all do a pretty good job of staying in touch with each other.
Well, and one of the guys who is off doing things in other parts of the country is now back in town, and we're talking about your former teammate, Anthony Grant. When you heard that he was going to get this job, what did you think?
It was kind of funny because my wife and I were out to dinner at Applebee's just kind of hanging out, and my phone rings, and I look at it, and I'm on a date night. So, you know, you coach in high school basketball, you don't have a whole lot of time. So I just look at my phone, and it's like, okay, it's Coach Grant. I pick it up, and he says, I'm coming home. And I said, well, what do you mean? He was like, I'm a new head coach. And I look at my wife, and I yell it. I'm in the middle of a restaurant, and I'm yelling this. So it was an unreal feeling. I mean, I was so happy for him.
Yeah, I talked to a lot. I remember that press conference. Former teammates like Dan Christie was there, and Damon mm-hmm. Goodwin, and of course Coach Donaher was there. And that was the thing the coach said, is he said, when the day Anthony was introduced, he said, he goes, I'm so happy for our guys, that one of our guys is going to be the coach.
And we all felt that way. You know, you mentioned Damon. With Damon being at Capital and me having a link to a lot of kids in this area, Damon and I probably talk 3 or 4 times a month during the season. In the off season, we probably talk once a week. And the thing that I have is, like, from being a freshman and watching that senior group with Damon and Jeff Zern and those guys, our brotherhood is a little bit different, because I can lean on these guys, especially Damon, if I'm having a problem with how to handle certain things with players and parents. You know, he gives me really good advice on, hey, well, maybe you should step back and do this or do this and whatnot. But those are resources that a lot of people don't have that I do have, where I can make a phone call and I can get my brother's help.
And this is the Anthony Grant Show. We're here at Frickers on Woodman Drive. We'll be getting hooked up with Coach Grant here momentarily as we continue our visit with former Flyer Steve Pittman. Again, the Anthony Grant Show. It's a Monday night, and we are live at Frickers on Woodman Drive.
The Anthony Grant Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. You're listening to The Anthony Grant Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now 457-1290. Now back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, welcome back here to Frickers, your home of fun food, sports, and spirits, specifically Frickers here on Woodman Drive for The Anthony Grant Show here on a Monday night, as the Dayton Flyers are in final exam week right now. Situation where academics is going to be taking center stage for the next really 5 days. These guys have got tests through Friday, and then we'll then fly down to Oxford, Mississippi, and take on Ole Miss on Saturday. So this week is all about academics, but tonight we're talking basketball. We've got former Flyer and head coach at Beaver Creek High School, Steve Pittman, with us. We've also got Coach Grant on the phone, and Coach, your former teammate Steve Pittman is with us here tonight. That we've been reminiscing, and he told us about you giving him the phone call when you got the job. And I know a lot of folks were thrilled. Your former teammates were pretty excited that day when you got the job. And you, as he said, you told him you were coming home.
Well, it's great to have Pitt and so many of my former teammates, you know, still in town here. And obviously a lot of great memories playing with them. I can remember Pitt being a guy that I always kid him, never met a shot he didn't like, Larry. You know that. Pitt, at his size, he had a sweet touch, and he was a fun guy to play with. So I appreciate it.
You know what? It's funny. It's appropriate that I've got you two guys here together, because my biggest memory of you as a player, Coach, Steve was a big part of that game, and that was your senior year. Dayton played the Miami Hurricanes in Miami, your hometown, and you put together a solid game. You went 16 points, 9 rebounds. I think you had 4 assists and 2 steals. Solid game across the board. But I also remember that down the stretch, and you beat a good Miami team that day because Steve Pittman made every foul shot. You must have made 8-10 free throws in the final 5 minutes of the game, Pitt.
Yeah, I think I was 10 for 10.
Yeah, and you wanted to get fouled. He wanted to get fouled.
Yes, yeah, I was looking for the ball.
There you go.
All right.
And I appreciate you taking me home and helping pull out that victory.
So that's what teammates are all about. And speaking about victories, let's talk about the most recent one for this Dayton team. And that, of course, was yesterday afternoon over Virginia Tech, 62-57. Boy, there was a lot of good things happened in that game, a lot of good plays by a lot of people. And you've had a chance to kind of step back and let it soak in, Coach. And what pleased you most about what you saw Sunday?
I have to say, defensively, I thought our guys did a really good job of understanding scouting report, understanding the energy that we needed to bring. Like I said after the game, Virginia Tech offensively is one of the best teams in the country with how efficient they are, the number of weapons they have, the way they shoot the three, the way they share the ball. So we knew we'd have to do a really good job of trying to make it difficult for them, and I thought our guys did a really good job of that.
You know, the big guy, Aluma, had a rough first half, got going at the very end of the half, and boy, he came out in the second half and was a real force down low. But how important was it that your guys kept to the game plan, though? They didn't scrap what your game plan was just because he was starting to get some of his inside.
Well, I mean, he's a really good player, and they had a lot of really good players on the team. And, you know, like you know, the game, you're always going to have runs in the game of basketball and individual talent. It's going to always, you know, step up and make plays. So you've got to be able to answer those plays with plays of your own. So for us, it was more about what we needed to do as a team, what we wanted to try to limit them and take away from them. And obviously, you know, a player of his caliber with what he's been able to accomplish, not just this year, but over the course of his career, you know, he's really good. But we wanted to make sure we just made it difficult for him.
Well, the Flyers, you said the biggest thing was make them uncomfortable, and I never saw Virginia Tech ever look comfortable in that game. Honors coming out today for another one of your players' coaches, Deron Holmes II. Deuce has been named the Atlantic 10 Rookie of the Week, averaging 11 points and 6 rebounds in those two ball games, and that's 3 weeks in a row now. A Dayton Flyer has won A-10 Rookie of the Week. An individual award, yes, but does it really kind of speak to how this team is starting to grow?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm happy for Deuce, you know, for the recognition, and obviously Malachi has had two of the awards been recognized they've done. But I think the first thing that those guys will tell you is it's all about team for them. It's all about trying to help the team be successful, and you know, the individual accolades come with that. So yeah, I think it's a great honor for him.
Well, the Flyers now 7-4 heading into a final exam week, and I know this is a tough week for the guys. You have to practice a little bit, though, between now and Saturday. And do the guys, when they're going through exam week, do they kind of welcome practice as, for lack of a better term, a study break and a little physical release after going through all the mental work they have to do?
Yeah, well, you know, I think the biggest thing is we've got such a young team, you know, for these guys. This is, you know, a first form. You know, like we talk about a lot what they do on the court. You know, it's a lot of first form. So this is the first experience of trying to prepare for finals. And you know, even for the guys that were on the team last year, you know, this is a different feel now that school is back in person. And you know, there's expectations in terms of papers due and final exams at certain times and the demands on their time. So, you know, really, these last, I'd say, 6-7 days for them have been pretty hectic. So to step away from the court for a couple days here and allow them to be able to get some time, you know, where they can take care of academic responsibilities, get somewhat of a mental break away from the court. And, you know, hopefully by the time we get back to the court, they'll have all their academic stuff taken care of, or most of it taken care of, and get ready to get our preparation for our game here on Saturday.
Yeah, they've had a lot on their plate, both in the classroom and just the, you know, learning to be a college basketball player. And I tell you what, they weren't final exams last week, but maybe they were midterms, and having to go at SMU and play a very veteran team there, and then that talented great offensive team that you saw in Virginia Tech on Sunday. Those were challenging preps for your guys, weren't they?
Yeah, well, every game is going to bring a different challenge, you know, and like we talk about a lot, these are all firsts, you know, for these guys. So I think, you know, just trying to establish a level of consistency in terms of what we're doing on both sides of the ball is critical for us. And, you know, and I think we're learning with every game. You know, the first true road game at SMU, you know, showed us some things that we have to get better at. We have to continue to build some habits on the offensive end and the defensive end. We have to understand a little bit better in terms of when teams try to take certain things away from us, or they attack us certain ways, that we've got to be aware and conscious enough to understand what's going on and make the adjustments that we need to make. So it's all a process, you know, one game at a time. The next one we play, we'll have to understand what allows us to have success in the next one, and what we've got to do another true road game with our next contest. So yeah, I think every game has a life of its own, and it's a learning opportunity for our guys.
Now the Flyers' final exams coming up this week, and then Ole Miss on the road on Saturday. We'll talk more with Coach about that if you can hang with us through the news. And then your old teammate, Steve Pittman, is going to ask you a question coach to coach. That's all coming
Sounds
up
good.
When we continue. It is the Anthony Grant Show, and we are live from Frickers on Woodman Drive.
The Anthony Grant Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. You're listening to The Anthony Grant Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now 457-1290. Now back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, welcome back. Frickers, your home of fun, food, sports, and spirits. Also, The Anthony Grant Show here on our Monday nights as Coach Grant joins us remotely, but one of his former teammates and the current head boys basketball coach at Beaver Creek High School, Steve Pittman, is with us here at Frickers. As the Dayton Flyers are 7-4, final exam week, and then at Ole Miss coming up on a Saturday evening. We'll touch upon that briefly, but Coach, right before the news, I said that your old teammate, Steve Pittman, was going to ask you a question coach to coach. So, Pitt, fire away.
My question for you, Coach Grant, is when I came to practice and I got a chance to watch the team, and I knew you were young, and the thing that you were stressing in practice was consistency and doing all the little things the right way. I guess my question is, do you see improvement in those areas, and what do you think it's going to take or it took to get these things to happen?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, Steve. I would say it's a work in progress in terms of just trying to build the habits, you know, that you need. I tell the guys all the time, basketball is a game of habits, and we have to have certain habits that we know to do offensively and defensively. Right? So getting back in transition, how we get back in transition, our ability to get over screens and to guard the ball, how we want to blocking out. Those are all habits that you have to work on every single day, you know, and that's one thing that it's hard to change that in a game. You know, if you're not doing a good job of blocking out, you know, it's hard to fix that once you get to a game. So you got to build those habits. Same thing on the offensive end. So I guess the answer would be, I feel like we're getting better. I think with every game, our guys are learning. They're understanding the importance of paying attention to the details and doing things with a level of consistency, you know, and basketball is never going to be a game of perfect, but we all have to make sure we're playing the same offense and the same defense and doing the things that we need to try to do. So I do feel like we're getting better. I feel like we're understanding what we have to do better. But you always, as a coach, you know, you always want to get more.
Coach, you know, any team, but especially a young team and guys that are new to college basketball, some guys, it takes longer than others to appreciate the value of practice, that practice is not something that they need to endure, but rather it's an opportunity to get better. Are some of the guys already kind of grasping that concept?
Well, I think that's hard for young guys, you know, because it's their first time going through it and they don't know what to expect. Like, this will be the first time that they'll come out of finals or be in the middle of finals and have to go through a college practice. So it's hard for me to say, you know, where we are right now because we just haven't been there. But, you know, like the focus, the purpose behind what we're doing, attention to the detail in terms of what I expect from them and what our staff will expect from them. And hopefully, you know, the guys that have been through it before will expect in terms of when we get back on the floor with our preparation and just with what we do on a daily basis, we have to develop that level of consistency. So I wish I had a crystal ball to say that this is what's going to happen, but I don't, you know, so we've got to make sure that we do everything we can to make sure we prepare as best we can.
You may not be able to control consistency, but you know, the fans have seen in games and most recently Sunday's game an energy and an intensity level on the court. Is that something that is being as a carryover from what you're doing in practice?
Well, I mean, we hope so. I think, you know, obviously the previous game, you know, on the road at SMU, I think we saw some things there that you know, didn't. We didn't do some of the things that we needed to do to put ourselves in position to win. And I think we learned from that, you know. So now it's a matter of can we understand that, you know, in terms of the habits that we need to have on a daily basis, you know, and being able to rely on that with the next opportunity we have to play coming up this weekend.
One of Coach Grant's former teammates and former Flyer, Steve Pittman, is with us. And Steve, going back to your freshman year, what was the biggest change you had to make or thing you had to learn after being a high school star to now being a new college basketball player?
Learning what my role would be. As Coach Grant could tell you, my freshman year I was totally lost. Because I had to learn a whole new system, a whole new way to practice, because these guys came to practice every day, and they went at it. And, you know, coming out of high school, you just don't know how hard you need to practice or what it takes. And, again, you know, Coach Grant talked about youth. I was one of those young guys. Like, he was a young guy when he got to Dayton. You know, he started college at 17. And you, what you think you know, you don't know. And I was fortunate enough that I had guys like Anthony, I had guys like Damon Goodwin, I had guys like Dave Colbert who showed me the blueprint for how I needed to practice if I expected to play. And they expected nothing less than me holding my own.
Yeah, unfortunately, Dayton doesn't have a lot of those savvy veterans that you just mentioned. But I guess they're all, you know, they're kind of learning as a group. But obviously, we are seeing strides that are taking place. I wanted to touch briefly. We talked about it right after the game, Coach, on Sunday. That obviously, R.J. Blakeney had a terrific game for you. You know, knocking down shots, and that kind of overshadows, I thought, his body of work. And ironically, we had talked to Brooks and I in the pregame show that we thought one of the factors in the SMU game was the fact that when RJ got in foul trouble, you know, those intangible things he brings, that energy level, that length, his ability to impact the game other than shooting the basketball, I thought that was a factor in Wednesday's game.
Yeah, you know, I think obviously what stands out is the shooting. You know, that's what everybody notices, but you know, his intensity, his effort in the press, his ability to rebound the basketball. I thought he did a great job in terms of understanding scouting report in terms of how we needed to guard their action. And he had a huge impact on the game. Obviously, the stat sheet shows that. But I think the things that we value, hustle stats and understanding of scouting reports and those things, I thought he did a great job.
Coach, are we starting to see, and granted, this is a work in progress, as we well know, but are we starting to see a team that has the ability to put guys out there that can guard multiple players, that, you know, that you can do a lot of switching because you're not going to lose anything in those switches?
Well, every game is different, you know, and like just in terms of who you're preparing for and what the matchups are. But I think the biggest thing for us as a team is understanding that, you know, certain nights you can't control whether or not a shot goes in, you know, and as Pitt mentioned, you know, a big part of guys, especially young guys, making the adjustment to understanding what it takes for them to impact games in college is understanding their role. Well, everybody's role is to defend. Everybody's role is to go out there and help the team on the defensive end. And maybe offensively, one guy shoots threes, one guy handles the ball, one guy posts up, you know. But defensively, everybody needs to be able to defend at a high level to give the team the best chance to have success.
Yeah, no designated hitters in basketball, that's for sure. Everyone's got to put a glove on and go out and play some defense. Hey, Coach, we will let you go. Best of luck to you and the guys this week as you navigate the difficult waters of final exams. And then we'll look forward to seeing you on Friday as we head down to Oxford, Mississippi, and take on the Rebels on Saturday.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Go Flyers.
All right. Coach Anthony Grant, we're wrapping up things with him, but we still have a chance to visit some more with Steve Pitt when we've touched upon his coaching career. We're going to get into more of that when we continue the Anthony Grant Show, and we are live at Frickers on Woodman Drive.
The Anthony Grant Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. You're listening to The Anthony Grant Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now 457-1290. Now back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, welcome back here to Frickers on Woodman Drive, your home of fun, food, sports, and spirits, The Anthony Grant Show. Coach, wrap things up with us as the Flyers are in final exam week, and then they'll be heading out to Ole Miss Friday for the game Saturday evening, a 6:30 tip-off against the Rebels. We've got some folks here at Frickers out tonight at the Bud Light Mike. Step on up. You got a question for me and Pitt.
Hey, actually, Steve and I played together at Beaver Creek. I'm sure you don't remember me. I was a senior when you were a sophomore, and I just wanted to tell a quick story that this gentleman did the most thunderous dunk I've ever seen in high school at Carroll your senior year. You just stole the ball and just flew through the air and crushed the biggest dunk I'd ever seen in high school. It was amazing. But that, I kind of go back a couple years when you were a sophomore. You remember Pat Kiesel from Beaver Creek?
Well, definitely.
The high jumper.
Yes.
Well, Pat had taught me how to time my takeoff. And back when you were a sophomore, we went out on the basketball court and stood underneath, and we did that together, and then you started dunking. And it was just really fun. When I was driving by and I heard you were on the radio, so I just wanted to come by and say hi and wish you well, and hope you can take Beaver Creek a long way.
All right. Thank you. That's,
thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned Pat.
Yeah.
7-foot high jumper, Ohio State.
7'1", I think.
Yeah.
He could fly.
His brother, Billy, Beaver Creek super fan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, they are.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to say hi and wish you well.
Appreciate you stopping by. That's great. So, that leads us into, okay, when did you first get into coaching after you left Dayton?
Well, actually, I knew I was going to coach because I would always work Coach Donahue's basketball camps. My first year out, I was playing in Cyprus, and I was coaching a 17 and unders team. Language barrier was tough, but basketball is universal. So I've known for a long time that I was going to coach. It was just a matter of when and where.
And you're at your alma mater, being back at Beaver Creek. How special is that for you to be able to maybe try to do some things there where you went to school?
Well, I was there a while before that. I was an assistant for my high school coach, Larry Holden. And, you know, I knew I always wanted to come back, but the timing was always wrong. And then I started coaching with Darnell Hoskins at Springfield. And from Springfield, we went and had a pretty darn good run at Thurgood for 7 years. And then when he decided to go to Middletown, I took the job over at Ponitz. And then, ironically, ended up going to Middletown with him, and now we're both in the GWAC with Coach Hoskins being at Northmont and me over at Beaver Creek. And then I talked to you before about Nolan Robinson being over at Miamisburg. So we've got a few Flyers coaching in the GWAC now.
Yeah, that's super. Hey, we've got Tom at the Bud Light mic. Tom, fire away.
Coach, question for you. An awful lot of the players nowadays play on an AAU team. What's your opinion of that?
Well,
helpful to them?
Yes and no. It just depends because when I coached AAU, I talked to Larry prior to the show starting. Andy Farrell, who's one of the assistants at Dayton now, he coached in my AAU organization. Travis Trice, who's an assistant at Wright State. We were all together. Kyle Euchre, who was, I told you, was at Springboro. And we took pride in how we coached. We just didn't roll the ball out. Sure. Our kids got in all the skill work they needed so that when we turned them over back to their high schools, we felt like we helped them and not hurt them.
They were better.
So, yes. Yeah. So when you ask the question about good or bad, it depends on where you're going because a lot of kids are playing for programs that are just money grabs.
Sure.
And they charge kids these $500, $600, $700 fees to put you on a team with the promise of we're going to find you a scholarship, but sure, they only play local.
Okay.
So if you're going to play, find a coach that's actually a coach that's invested in you and your skill development. That's when it's worth it.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. You mentioned all the Flyers in the coaching circles here in the Dayton area and really all over the place. And you've got a network of people, and you've already mentioned the fact that, you know, Damon Goodwin is a guy you can call up and talk to. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the guy we were just talking to, Anthony Grant, is a resource for you.
Yes.
You know, how much do you guys network when you have to reach out to someone, you know, who when you pick up a phone, who's that call going to go to?
Coach Donner. He would, and this is no disrespect to my brothers, but he would be my first call because I know that he's going to hear me out, and then he's going to be brutally honest. He's going to tell you, grow up, or he's going to tell you, hey, okay, you're on the right path. Continue moving forward with this. Or, again, like I said, he's going to tell you you're not going down the path you shouldn't, and let's revisit it. Let's talk about how we can fix it.
Well, when you make that call to Coach Donner, you might get a busy signal because Damon Goodwin might be calling him. Anthony Grant might be calling him. Some of these other guys might be making that same phone call.
I'd like to think I'm a little more important than them.
All right. Well, listen, I tell you what, Steve, it was so great having you out here tonight and just catching up. And we're glad to take people on a trip down memory lane. Beaver Creek High School, the University of Dayton basketball, and then all the great things you got going on. We want to wish you nothing but the best this season. You got a big week ahead of you, don't you?
Yeah, Wayne on Friday and at Miamisburg next Tuesday, so it doesn't get easier. And having played Centerville Friday night, yeah, it's every game's a big week right now.
All right. Steve Pittman, let's give him a nice round of applause here. Next up will be the Ole Miss Rebels coming up on Saturday night. That's going to be a 6:30 tip-off Dayton time. We'll have pregame coverage beginning at 5:30, Flyer feedback then following the game. Back here next Monday night, we'll talk about it again on another edition of the Anthony Grant Show. On behalf of our engineer-producer tandem here at Frickers, we've got Kirsten Johnson, also Testa Parker, and Parker Testa. And then back at our studios, Alex Schilling and, of course, Steve Pittman, the coach of the Beaver Creek Beavers, and Coach Anthony Grant. I'm Larry Hanskin. Have a great week, everyone. Go Flyers.
The Anthony Grant Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.